The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hello and welcome back to Q-Who. This is Season 3, Episode 2, and I am your host, John Russell. Today we are going to be talking about a few things. One in particular is the Season 20 box set, and in particular the UK Limited Edition, which came out in September. So yeah, we're going to be reviewing that, talking about that big set. It's like 9 discs, and has a lot of material on it, not just episodes, but all kinds of extra features. So this one is loaded. It is jam-packed, I can tell you. But yeah, there's a lot of things going on because we're finally in November, and which means it is the 60th anniversary month for Doctor Who. And so yeah, it's a bit celebratory, isn't it? And BBC are celebrating it, and we are celebrating it here at DRE. We're going to have a special episode of Q Who coming up a little bit closer to the 60th. So that'll be the next episode that you'll hear. And we've got some special guests for you in that one, because I am going to interview DRE's doctor, current doctor, Paul R. Beesey, and also the master himself, Commander Mac, as many people know him, but Mark Kalita, as the rest of you know him. He also played the doctor at one point in another audio group's Doctor Who series. But he's playing the master in ours, so yeah, I'm going to interview him for the anniversary and ask him a few pertinent questions. So all of that's going to be pretty cool and interesting. In that episode, we will be reflecting on 60 years of Doctor Who, as well as 20 years of Doctor Who here at DRE. Nearly 20 years. But there's a lot of things going on for the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who. The BBC launched up the Hooniverse over on the BBC iPlayer just a day ago, as of this recording, on November the 1st. And it's got almost every episode of Doctor Who, save An Unearthly Child. And I'm not going to go too much into the situation with An Unearthly Child, but at the moment the rights are at issue when it comes to streaming and so forth. So they weren't able to include that with their big drop on BBC iPlayer, but there's over 800 episodes of Doctor Who on that platform, old and new, of course. And a lot of the spinoffs as well, and other things. There's also a new, what they're calling a spinoff series, called Tales of the TARDIS on there, which is 6 episodes. It's basically 6 old stories that are being presented in an omnibus form, with sort of linking material on either end of it. It's new linking material with various doctors and companions in character. Various clips of those have landed on YouTube, I assume put up there by the fans, and I've managed to take a look at what's up there. I don't think every minute of those shows are up there, but most of it's there, and it's interesting. It's an exclusive to the BBC iPlayer, so the rest of the world will only get to see it if, you know, people do upload it to YouTube and other various venues, for now at least. I'm sure at some point the BBC, in their infinite wisdom, will put these out on DVD and Blu-ray, At least that would be interesting, and that would be good. For those of us who are kind of completists when it comes to our DVD and Blu-ray collections, that would be very kind of them. So there's no guarantee that that'll happen, but it may. And I suspect it will, because usually if the BBC create something for Doctor Who, inevitably they are going to release it in some form of home media or something so that they can make money off of it. They're not going to spend the money if they don't intend to make money. So these will go up there. But I have seen, you know, what's up on YouTube, which I think is most of it. They're just in shorter clips. They're not in the whole, they're not in complete form, and they don't have the accompanying stories that go with them, of course, because they certainly would be flagged for copyright. But they're interesting. Some of them are better than others. I particularly liked the one that they had with Steven and Vicky. I thought that was great. That's probably my favorite one. And the one with Sylvester McCoy and Sophie Aldred was really good. All the ones in between are all right, but they serve their purpose. But you know, there's nothing groundbreaking here. No matter how you look at it, there's nothing groundbreaking here. But it's just a neat little thing for the 60th. And yeah, hopefully eventually everyone in the world will get the opportunity to see that if they would like. But it was interesting. It was interesting. So it's kind of neat, just as a celebratory thing for the 60th. Nothing that we absolutely have to have, but it would just be nice if they would put it out on Blu-ray, or even if it's just an extra feature on a Blu-ray, I could live with that. It's neat for what it is. But anyway, moving on. So yeah, there's a lot of things going on for the 60th, and we will have our special episode, as I said, later in the month, reflecting on 60 years of Doctor Who, both on BBC TV and in the fan realm with our own show, and we'll be talking about those various things in the next episode. So it'll be kind of just a reflection and celebration of all things Doctor Who, especially the classic series, of course, which is what we concentrate on here on this podcast. But to the point of this episode, of course, is to sort of talk about and review season 20, which came out in September, which I managed to get my hands on. It hasn't actually, a release date hasn't been announced for America yet. I'm sure it'll come out probably sometime after the new year, with of course the typical the typical American version, the very vanilla basic Blu-ray set that they usually come out with, and it'll probably be called Peter Davison Complete Season 2 and all that malarkey. And won't have anything special about it. It won't have any bells and whistles like the UK limited edition does have. So I'm very happy to have that UK limited edition. And I've got all of the UK limited editions except for Season 10, which I ended up having to grab the Australian limited edition box set of Season 10 because the UK one was so impossible to get hold of. And it was going for really big bucks when I was trying to get a hold of it. I don't know. I'm sure it's still going for quite a lot of money. So I'm quite happy with the Australian release. It's pretty, you know, it's as near to the UK version as you're going to get. At any rate, I'm just happy to have all of the Blu-ray box sets in limited edition form for that have been released so far. A little over half of the run of the original series has been released thus far. And of course, as we were talking about, season 20 is the latest, and it is a packed set, let me tell you. Not only does it feature Ark of Infinity, Snake Dance, Modern Undead, Terminus, Enlightenment, The King's Demons, and three versions of the Five Doctors, it has all kinds of special features, including most of the original, most if not all of the original special features from the individual DVD releases. But all these have been restored and upgraded for the Blu-ray box set. Better pictures than ever before. We have a new Five Doctors 40th Anniversary Edition, which is quite interesting. It's kind of a hybrid between the special edition that was released way back in 1995 and the original. So it's kind of a hybrid of those two. It does have new effects that have been updated beyond that 1995 special edition. And most of those I really think are improvements. I really like the new look of the scoop that comes down and grabs each doctor and their companions. That is more in keeping with, I think, what Terrence Dix had in mind, because having started listening to the CD release of the novelization that was written by Terrence, he describes the scoop that comes down and grabs each doctor as like a rotating obelisk, and it never really looked like that in any of the versions. In the original version, it kind of looked like the Superman flat triangle, and that came down and grabbed everybody. And then in the 95 special edition, it was kind of a swirly, watery looking thing that came down and grabbed everybody. But this actually does look like sort of like a crystalline obelisk, which is more in keeping with how he described it in the book. So I think it's probably closer to what he had in mind. A lot of the effects in that 40th edition, 40th anniversary edition of the Five Doctors are great. They really enhance it. There's quite a few new things. I'm not going to tell you everything that's in there, so you can find out for yourself if you so desire to pick up the set, and you really should. We do need to support these releases so that they will continue, because the DVD, Blu-ray, home video market is kind of a dwindling market at the moment. I personally believe that physical media will make a comeback in the future, because I just don't think streaming is much more than a fad. And the problem with streaming is there's no sense of ownership. You don't own it. Whoever's streaming it owns it, or at least the rights to show whatever it is they're showing. And if they decide it's no longer viable and people aren't interested and people aren't, you know, streaming those particular shows anymore, they will take that show away. And someday we may have a situation where we have lost episodes all over again, because you won't be able to find the shows that you loved, older shows. I can see in 10, 20 years, older shows like what are being produced now and what were produced in the past will just simply not exist anywhere, because they won't have a reason for them. They'll just consider, like the BBC did in the late 60s and early 70s with the 60s era episodes of Doctor Who, where they were in black and white. They just thought, nobody's going to be interested in these black and white ones because we're making color ones now, so we just may as well erase them and get rid of them. And that's pretty much what was going on, and that was the thought process at the time. And that nobody would just be interested in them. And I can foresee that happening again with streaming and digital releases, is they'll just think nobody's interested in this stuff from, you know, 40, 50 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever. And so we'll just delete these and who cares? So I can foresee a time when we have lost episodes again. So yeah, physical media needs to survive, and you need to support these Blu-ray box sets to preserve the history of Doctor Who. It's a rich history. It's 60 years old now, but in the future, who knows? It you know, just because we have,
you know, most of them now doesn't mean we will in the future, because with streaming, it's not a physical thing. It's digital, and it can all get deleted. For all we know, there could be an accident one of these days, and everything gets deleted. Where are we left then? Again, missing episodes all over again. That would be so tragic. But yeah, support these releases. Any Doctor Who Blu-ray releases that they bring out, you should support them. Honestly. But getting back to this review, the 40th anniversary edition of the Five Doctors is a really nice edition. There are certain things that I do like about the 95 special edition that aren't in this, and some of the effects that were in that one I kind of prefer. There's like a lightning effect in the bit where the Cybermen are getting killed inside the Dark Tower that they changed for this, and kind of went back to how it looked in the 95 or the original, not the 95, but the original version, where it was just like a beam of light, a laser beam or whatever, coming out and hitting them. So they kind of went back to that. They just changed the color. And I really liked that lightning effect that looks like it's going straight through them from the 95 special edition. I really think that was better. So in some cases, the 95 special edition was better. Plus, it was also 10 minutes longer, so there was about 10 minutes of extra material in the 95 special edition that we don't have here. But as I said, all three versions, the originally transmitted version from 83 is here, the 95 special edition is here, and the 40th anniversary edition is here, so you get to pick and choose. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I just think we probably, in a future release, maybe we need a new hybrid of the 40th and the 95 special edition. Sort of give and take, but that's just me. But you know, you can watch whatever version or all the versions. That's the cool thing. Okay, to quickly run down the rest, you've got brand new updated special effects for Snake Dance and Enlightenment. Enlightenment, we had originally this when they released the DVD several years ago. We had a sort of shortened version with new effects. Now we have a full version. They've included that shortened version as well as the originally transmitted version, and the new version with all four parts with new effects. And I really enjoyed that. You've got new documentaries covering Ark of Infinity and the King's Demons on this, which is cool. New featurettes include an interview with Martin Clunes, which was very enjoyable. Janet Fielding interviews Martin Clunes. Martin Clunes, of course, was in Snake Dance. It was his very first television show, and many of you probably know him as Doc Martin, amongst others. He's an actor that I've quite enjoyed over the years. So there's a nice interview with him. Trip of a Lifetime, On the Road, a European road trip with Peter Davis and Janet Fielding and Sarah Sutton that they recorded in 2019. That was interesting. It was a little bit long, but it was an interesting little special feature there. In conversation, they have Matthew Sweet talking to Janet Fielding and Sarah Sutton. I enjoyed that interview. Of course, we have all new Behind the Sofa editions for every story on here. Always interesting. They've got a 5.1 surround sound mix for Snake Dance and the Five Doctors. I'm not sure if that's 5.1 on all of every version of the Five Doctors or just the special editions. I'm not sure. Let's see. We have some rare convention footage. I didn't go through all of that yet. That's a lot of material, and one of these days I'm sure I'll make my way through it. But what I saw of it was very, very interesting. So, but yeah, there's that stuff, and of course, again, the the archival footage from the DVD releases. Most if not all of that is there as well. I don't know what they've released or haven't released as far as sometimes they carry it all over, and sometimes they kind of distribute it through other box sets so that the old extra features match, you know, the era or season that they go to. So just because something was on, say, the Ark of Infinity DVD release doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be here. If it pertains to something that happened in the previous season or a season afterwards, they will probably put something like that with, you know, like a season 21 set and so on, which is what they've been doing, as a matter of fact. But this is a jam-packed release. These stories look better than they've ever looked. It's got some great artwork there on the cover. And with the UK special editions, of course, you get individual artwork on every disc. In the American version, we never get that. We get just the standard. Whatever's on the cover is what's on each disc, and there you go. As I said, they haven't released, at least of this, as of this recording that I know of, they haven't released or announced a release date for the season 20 set or Peter Davison season, complete season 2, as I'm sure they'll call it. But I suspect that's going to come probably sometime after the new year, January, February, something like that. I'm sure we'll get it. I don't doubt we'll get it. Because we do know that we're getting what the release that's coming up in a couple of weeks' time or a week or so from now. The animated version of The Underwater Menace is coming out on Blu-ray. And that has actually got a release date here in America, which is January, I believe. So sometime in January, that's up for pre-order now on Amazon.com. I have pre-ordered the UK version of that because I ordered the steelbook version, and I kind of like those steelbooks, and that will be coming out later in the month, so I'll get to see The Underwater Menace sometime around the actual anniversary rather than having to wait till the first of the year to see the American version, which I'm sure everything's going to be the same on the American release as it is on the UK release. We just don't get the steelbooks over here. And I quite like those. So far I've got most of the steelbook releases of the animated episodes. So it's been quite fun, quite cool. But there you go. Season 20 box set, highly recommended. It's one of the better ones. I'm not going to say it's my favorite one. I think my favorite one so far has been season 2. Some people complained that there wasn't a lot of special features on the season 2 box set compared to others, but of course you also got to think about the stuff from the early 60s. They're not going to be able to create a lot of new material because a lot of the people associated with those old episodes have sadly passed on, so not as many people to talk to about the making of those shows, so you can't really expect as many special features. And plus you get more, they produced more episodes per year back then, so a season then was, well, compared to a season in the 80s, was about twice as much actual televised material. So you're still getting a lot in like the season 2 box set. It just isn't jam-packed with as many extras as, say, season 20, which I think season 20 probably has is probably more jam-packed with extra features than any other box set so far. So they really went to town on this one. And it's well worth it. It was worth the money. And, I would highly recommend it, whether you wait for the American trimmed-down version or you're waiting for the UK standard edition that will come out, I'm sure, in a few months. Or you just decide to go ahead and pay the money and get the big box limited edition of Season 20 from the UK, it's certainly worth it. These are region free. They actually do play in American players. I've heard once in a while people complain that they don't play. If you have a really old Blu-ray player, you might have an issue. I don't know. But if you've bought one in the last 5 years, or if you have a PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, even a PlayStation 3 that plays discs, I don't think you'll have a problem. I certainly don't have a problem in my... I have a PlayStation 4. Yeah, I've never had any problems. There's no region locking on these. Whenever they release DVDs from you know, region 2 or B or whatever it's called, those tend to be region locked, and you have to have an international player, or region-free player, which I do have. But as far as the Blu-rays are concerned, at least as far as Doctor Who is concerned, they always release them region-free, which is a great thing for us, because that way we get to pick and choose. So, and support this range. So I would suggest buying it, if you don't mind the fact that the limited editions are a little bit pricier, and of course, you know, it's the shipping from the UK is kind of steep, but to me it's worth it just to have the proper bells and whistles box sets that they release. So this one I highly recommend. I love season 20. I enjoyed all three of Peter Davison's seasons. And for the longest time in the 80s, he was my favorite Doctor, believe it or not. He has, of course, since been replaced by William Hartnell in my mind. But that's another story. But for whatever reason, I really identify with Hartnell these days. Maybe it's because I'm getting old. So, but back in the day, Peter Davison was my Doctor. Before him, Tom Baker was my Doctor, because he was the first one I saw. But for some reason, when Peter came along, it just fired my imagination, and Peter quickly became my favorite. And I'm not saying he's better than Tom. I'm not saying that any are better than the others. But, you know, we all have our particular favorites, and for our own reasons. So I just particularly love that 60s era, especially through the Hartnell period. I just have a love of that era and the type of storytelling and the cast and so forth. For whatever reason, Hartnell has become my Doctor over the years. But Davison is wonderful. Season 20 is wonderful. There's a lot of great stuff here. A lot of good reasons to check out season 20 and to own it, especially if you're like me and you want to own every season of Doctor Who and every episode of Doctor Who, then this is a must-have. So I would highly recommend it in whatever format you choose to grab it, whether it's the American Standard Edition or the UK Standard Edition or the UK Limited Edition. It's absolutely worth it. So pick it up. You really need to support these and any other Blu-rays that they release in the range. And when it comes to physical media, you need to support physical media. And I'm not going to preach about you to you too much, but if you want to see, if you're like me and you want to see physical media continue so that you can have that sense of ownership and know it's never going to be taken away because it's going to be on your shelf, they can never take that away from me. If you're like me, you want to have it. I'm kind of an archivist when it comes to that, and a movie buff and a TV buff, and I have a lot of shelves in there full of videos, but to me it's certainly worth it, because I have a nice archive of things that's never going to go away, and barring accidents, it's never going to go away. I'm going to always have that. And for Doctor Who especially, I want to own every episode that I possibly can. So, but anyway, we should support physical media, and especially these Doctor Who releases. So, with that said, season 20, I definitely give it 4 TARDISes out of 5. It was a great season. I've spent the last several weeks just consuming it, just watching and consuming it and enjoying every bit of it. Every spare moment I've had, I've been checking out what's on these discs and watching the old episodes again, and it's been a pure pleasure, let me tell you, and a nice walk down memory lane. I have a lot of good memories tied to these episodes and this era, so yeah, check it out. That's my definite recommendation. All right, until next time, where we will reflect on 60 years of Doctor Who and almost 20 years of Doctor Who with DRE, and do some reminiscing and so on. Please come back and listen to episode 3 of this season, the next one, for some celebration of Doctor Who. So thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. We love you much. And until next time, please stay tuned.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.